This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Discussion is ongoing in the United States about the upcoming impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. One of the big issues is whether witnesses be called to testify. At a news conference, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Democrats want a full, fair, and honest trial, and Republicans are holding up the process by not allowing new witnesses and documents.
What is a trial with no witnesses and no documents? It's a sham trial. And that's why we feel so strongly that there ought to be witnesses and documents. We made a very reasonable request, equal time for each side.
But at a rally in Florida this weekend, President Trump questioned the need for an impeachment trial at all.
The vote was like 196 or something to nothing. We had three Democrats coming to our side, so we have to say it was a bipartisan vote. You call that bipartisan? Hey, no Republican went to their side.
No decisions are expected until early January. Afghanistan's incumbent president, Ashraf Ghani, has apparently won a second five-year term. After a long delay, the preliminary results of the September vote were announced on Sunday. Ghani secured around 51% of the more than 1.8 million votes total. His main challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, received nearly 40% of the vote. The U.S. military says one of its service members was killed in action in Afghanistan on Monday. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack. Fire officials in India say a blaze at a warehouse in India's capital killed nine people and left at least three injured on Monday. The injured were admitted to a nearby hospital. The blaze was the second major fire in New Delhi this month. For more on any of today's news, please go to voanews.com or for news on the go, use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.